Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Him, and we bear witness there is no deity except Him, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be assured upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has 99 names, 100 less one. Whomsoever has a good command of them, whomsoever has a good understanding and implementation of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him or her to Jannah. And why? Because the names of Allah is the ones that are showing in this life. The reflection, this life is reflection about nothing but the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are the truth in this life. And today's name that we started last time, so it's part two of this name, is Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi', the limitless, the one that has no boundary, the one that has no limits in anything. And we can say that he is the infinity. Infinity in his wisdom, infinity in his mercy, infinity is in his multitasking. So he knows what are you thinking about, and he knows what he's thinking about, and he knows what every one of us are thinking about. And you might say, how could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know that? One of the ways that you can think of to understand that is that if Allah is making it happen, then He has to know about it, because He knows what He's doing. If He makes it happen, then He has to know about it, because it is not good to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He doesn't know what He's doing. And He is al-wasi' means the infinity. And this, His nature is the infinity. And his reward, Jannah, is the infinity. And we have the two kinds of infinity. The infinity that goes around and repeats itself, like day and night, day and night, day and night. And then we have the infinity that goes into a straight line. You know, you keep going, going, you find a new thing, a new thing, a new feeling, a new fun. The infinity that goes around and round is a boring infinity. Like going to the theme park, you go the first round, you're happy, the second round, you're bored, the third round, it's not worth it. But the infinity that goes is a straight line, everything you see, new thing, new entertainment, new feelings, new everything. And that is what is so unique about the infinity of Allah. The infinity that goes around is called the elusive infinity, the deceiving infinity, the infinity that the shaitan uses to deceive us. Remember, Adam was tricked by the shaitan to get out of Jannah because the shaitan promised him infinite life. Because we are made to enjoy no less than the infinity, no less than something renewable, something new every day, and something that does not end. So the shaitan told Adam, promised him in Surah Al-A'raf, that he's going to eat from the tree of Al-Khuld, the tree that gives him everlasting life. The key word is shajaratul khuld, the tree that makes you turn into angels and never end. And as soon as Adam heard that, Adam right away, immediately, Adam was tricked and he gave up. And he ate from the tree to get that infinite life. And this is the way the shaitan tricks us. He's tricking us the same way. This life goes into circles, like winter, spring, summer, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall. It goes round and round endlessly. The fake elusive infinity. And this is the shaitan is telling us that you will live forever. He makes us feel that. Our brain knows that we're going to die, but our feelings, we like live our life as though that we are going to keep going into days and days and days without end, without thinking about the day where we are going to end. So the shaitan gives us this elusive infinity. And then Allah, on the other hand, tells us, don't be deceived by this elusive infinity, the boring infinity, the one that repeats itself, the one that, you know, it's worthless, it's worthless. And then the shaitan is telling you it's not going to end. No, it's going to end. The people deny the day of judgment and say there's no day of judgment. Allah says there is day of judgment. There is an end of this cycle going around and around. It's boring, it's not worth it. It is not the real reward. Whatever enjoyment the shaitan offers you in this life, it is nothing but elusive. He wants to trick you, like he tricked your father, Adam, Shajaratul Khuld, the tree that gives you infinite life. Beware of the, eat from the tree and you will have an infinite life. On the other hand, Allah's promising the real infinity, the true infinity, the infinity that we would really enjoy from. You know, you keep going every day. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the Jannah changes its dress every day, which means that new painting, new house, new everything. Everything is new in Jannah. You keep going, fun activities. On, you know, every single inch there's something new. Even when you enjoy something, you have a feeling different than the feeling that you had when you enjoyed the thing before. You name it. In Jannah you find renewable and everlasting life. You know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says good guys go to Jannah for 2 million years only, then you tell me what will happen after the 2 million years end. Where are they going to go? Okay? So the fact that, I mean, many people now in this life, they say, well, 2 million years is enough. You know, after 2 million years, I'll start worrying about it. But that is, I mean, it's the least of my worry that I worry about what's going to happen in 2 million years. But indeed, it is for Jannah people, this is a big concern, because Jannah don't have a lot of worries. I mean, it's a worry-free environment. People don't go to work from 8 to 5. People are not tired and exhausted. No, people have all kinds of enjoyment, and if they think about what's going to happen in 2 million years and then they feel sad that this is going to come to an end, then that is going to spoil Jannah. But Allah made the humans, because Allah made humans to enjoy no less than the infinity. You want, you know, even in this life, you have $10, you want 100. If you have 100, you want 1,000. If you have 1,000, if you have a house, you want 2. And it's the sky is the limit. Humans have infinite desires because they love infinity and they love progressing. So this is the reward of Allah. Not that He is the infinity Himself, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives infinite rewards to the ones who deserve the quality, deserve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.